Your daily Devo for September 20th, 2020, titled Soul Renewal, written by Jared Osborne, read by Matthew T.G. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Psalm 43, verse 5. Have you ever talked to your soul? The psalmist did. But in his worldview, the soul, nefesh in Hebrew, was the center of personhood, the breath of living beings, and the home for emotion and mind and will. His soul, the essence of his inner self, was downcast. Have you ever felt low and told yourself to snap out of it? The psalmist speaks to his soul, but he doesn't tell it to feel better. He tells himself to hope. He doesn't promise to heal himself. He trusts God's promise to save him. In Psalm 23, David famously wrote, "He, God, refreshes my soul." If our soul needs restoration, it means it's depleted or damaged in some way. Life has a way of doing this to us. When we find that our souls are empty and in need of rejuvenation, we can put our hope in God. He will restore our souls. One of the best practices for soul renewal I have found is spiritual retreat. Whether you go alone or with others, getting away to a peaceful place for the purpose of soul renewal is healing. Once you step away from the concerns of everyday life, you can become more attentive to God's voice. It is often in these quiet moments, as if beside still waters, the soul's thirst is quenched. Today's action step. Put a spiritual retreat on your calendar before the year's end.
This devotional is provided to you by Wesleyan Publishing House and is used by permission. All scripture is taken from the Holy Bible, New International Version. For more information on content use or copyright, visit www.wesleyan.org/WPH.